welcome to 2025 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
We are not going to tolerate individuals who leak to the mainstream media. The Secretary of Defense is doing a tremendous job, and he is bringing monumental change to the Pentagon. We've seen a smear campaign since the moment that President Trump announced his nomination before the United States Senate. Let me reiterate, the president stands strongly behind Secretary Hegseth.
White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says President Donald Trump is standing behind Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, in spite of reports he's looking for a replacement. Hegseth used a public texting app to discuss sensitive military plans with his wife, brother, and personal lawyer. Secretary of the State Marco Rubio has announced a major overhaul of the State Department, cutting staff by 15% and consolidating over 100 bureaus. The administration has separately announced plans to scale back the agency's diversity, inclusion, and women's programs while slashing foreign aid. A federal judge is indefinitely pausing White House moves to dismantle U.S.-funded international broadcasters, including Voice of America and Radio Free Asia. The ruling mandates the reinstatement of staff and contractors. Trump will attend the funeral of Pope Francis Saturday in Rome. The first pontiff from the Global South will be remembered for advocacy on behalf of the environment, refugees, and victims of conflict. Columbia graduate, Palestinian activist, and legal Vermont resident Mohsen Mahdawi says he still believes in American democracy in spite of being arrested at a routine immigration meeting.
I'm staying positive by reassuring myself in the inevitability of justice and in the deep belief of democracy. This is the reason I wanted to become a citizen of this country, because I believe in the principles of this country.
Vermont Democratic Senator Peter Welch says he hopes to have Mahdawi released. Meanwhile, hundreds of international students studying in Texas are suing to stay in the country after losing their visas. A South Dakota bus tour hopes to call attention to the impact of federal funding freezes on farms, rural health care, and small communities. Madison Mayor Roy Lindsay says they're afraid of losing a pipeline project aimed at improving water quality.
It seemed like, you know, whoever's pushing the buttons are looking at numbers more than, you know, reality of what those departments actually mean.
Southern farmers say they just hope to survive low prices for commodities like soybeans and chaos in agriculture export markets. Mississippi State Extension Specialist Justin Calhoun is also a farmer.
We're in survival mode. Cut back in every way that we can. Try to make sure that, number one, we're sustaining our yield potential, but cut back on the extra unnecessary expenses just to try to make it through to next year.
I'm Farah Siddiqui for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
Hey, how are you? Well, there are two different